Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I'm going to record my bonus video related to my training about Internet of Things via microcontrollers. As I promised in my training, today I'm going to show how to program Arduino microcontrollers without any Arduino board. So in my video I am going to use ATMEL 328P microcontroller that already has Arduino bootloader there. So, how it's possible? First of all, as I mentioned earlier, Arduino is not just a set of boards, it's not just an AD. It's a set of tools and bootloaders that allows you to program, first of all, to create, of course, software without any specific knowledge about a particular microcontroller. And after that, you can easily deploy this software without any special hardware tools. So all what you need is just a USB cable and USB to serial converter that you can buy for $4, for example. So today I am going to show how it's possible. And of course, it's possible thanks to bootloader that is part of Arduino platform. And if you are going to develop anything with Arduino, you have to use, of course, a microcontroller with Arduino bootloader there. Arduino bootloader allows you to deploy software just using serial port, and you have not to buy any specific development boards, you have not to buy any specific programmers, etc. So today we are going to use our Arduino sketch that we created during our training. I just added a couple capacitors, as I mentioned in my training, and we have to use a USB to serial converter. Pay special attention that there are lots of different converters on the market. All these converters based on the same chip, FTDI chip, and I would recommend to buy a converter that uses all possible pins, that uses all power of this FTDI chip. So you can see that I can even solder additional pins that connected directly to all FTDI pins, and by default I can use at least TX, RX pins, DTR pin, and I can switch power from 3.3 volts to 5 volts. Because in case of Arduino we are going to use 5 volts, but if you want to program ESP, for example, 8266, you have to use 3.3 volts. I have one more converter. This converter does not work fine, yeah. So it uses very powerful chip, but it has just six connectors. So in general, you cannot use all features of this chip, yeah. And this converter does not work because by default it has RX, TX, and RST pin, yeah, but in our case we are going to use RX, TX, and DTR pins, so it's very important. So I would recommend to visit Amazon or any other site in order to buy a more universal converter that has provides access to all pins of FTDI chip. So additionally, I have to use a capacitor. In our case, we are going to use 100 nanofarad capacitor, and we have to use several wires, of course. So how to solder my sketch in order to have a chance to port my software to this Arduino microcontroller? So first of all, I have select all, I have connect to microcontroller all needed pins from my converter, USB to serial converter. And today I'm going to use five pins from there. First of all, I'm going to use ground, I'm going to use VCC, I'm going to use TX, RX, and DTR pins. In order to build our schema, we have to use Arduino schema as a reference So, as you know, that default blinking project use pin number 13, and this pin on Atmel microcontroller is pin number PB5, port B5, and we have to use, of course, Atmel datasheet for this microcontroller in order to find all needed pins. So you can see that PB5 is pin number 5 from the bottom of the microcontroller, and we already connected the LED to this pin, and in order to use VCC, ground, RXDX and reset, we have to note that VCC and ground are pins number 7 and 8, and reset pin number 1, RX and TX pin number 2 and pin number 3. So I have connected all needed wires to my adapter, and on the first step I am going to connect VCC and ground to the MySketch. On the next step I have to connect RX and TX pins, and pay attention that RX pin from my converter should be connected to TX pin on my microcontroller. TX pin on my converter should be connected to RX pin on my microcontroller. So TX and RX are two pins that we can use in order to send and receive data, yeah? But if our converter sends data using one of these pins, of course microcontroller will use another one in order to receive data. So TX to RX, RX to TX. And last one is reset pin. We can use DTR pin on my converter in order to send power to reset pin. We are going to use reset pin in order to send signals to our microcontroller that, for example, sketch just upload and microcontroller should be restarted. And in order to use this pin in proper way, we have to use 100 nanofarad capacitor. So I will set up my capacitor and I will connect DTR pin to reset pin via this capacitor. So that's all. On this stage, I can run Arduino IDE and I can open an example with blinking project, for example. So you can see that we are using pin number 13. It's already connected to our LED. And we have to check COM port. So right now my converter is connected to COM 8 port. And you have to select Arduino Uno in this case because we are using Atmel 328P microcontroller with Arduino Uno bootloader there. So let's click upload. That's all. You can see that my project works fine. So you can see that if you have Arduino bootloader on your microcontroller, it's very easy to upload your sketch using even the simplest USB to serial converter. Of course, you have to pay and you cannot use debug features of the microcontroller in this case, because in this case we are not using SPI, we are not using any JTAG features and so on. So you can just upload your project. But in some cases it's really easy to upload. Of course, there is a question, okay, if I have a microcontroller that is supported by Arduino community, but that does not have a bootloader. How to upload my bootloader? I'm going to show it how to upload a bootloader to Atmel 328P in the next bonus video.